Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, has quietly opened its door to new immigrants. The situation today is a far cry from the days after the Berlin Wall came tumbling down, when then-German Chancellor Helmut Kohl proclaimed Germany is not an immigrant country. Germany is now the world's second most popular destination for immigrants after the United States. In the name of economic pragmatism, Germany is seeking to attract immigrants to keep its export-driven economy humming. An earlier generation of migrants to Germany in the 60s and 70s came from Turkey and other guest worker countries. Today, most migrants traveling to Germany arrive from nations inside Europe, including Poland, Italy, and Spain, along with Asian nations India, China, and Vietnam. New immigrants are counterbalancing Germany's current low birth rate and aging population. From 2010 to 2020, Germany's labor force is projected to decline 4% versus an overall 2% growth in the Eurozone's labor force. Good job prospects in Germany come as youth unemployment has hit 50% in both Greece and Spain. In late January 2014, Bart Berether walked into a sheriff's office in Indianapolis and confessed he had raped a nursing student 9 years earlier while he was a teaching assistant at Indiana University. Yet Berether will not be facing sexual assault charges since the statute of limitations for the crime had run out. Under Indiana law, Class B rape has a 5-year statute of limitations on filing charges. Across the United States, 34 other states have statute of limitations on rape, ranging from 3 to 30 years. 27 states may extend or suspend statutes of limitations if DNA evidence can identify a rape suspect. According to Mother Jones magazine, sexual assault activists are campaigning across the country to reform rape laws. In March 2013, Kansas eliminated the state's statute of limitations on sexual assault. The issue received national attention last summer when then-Democratic candidate for Texas Governor Wendy Davis called for an end to her state's statute of limitations on rape. Hen houses at Hilliker's Ranch Fresh Eggs, north of San Diego, California, are getting a dramatic makeover. New structures being built will give 8,000 cage-free chickens room to move around in aviary roosts. The new setup cost $200,000, replacing dense rows of wire cages that had previously housed thousands of chickens. Third-generation egg farmer Frank Hilliker moved to raising cage-free chickens after California voters required egg-laying hens to have enough room to turn around in a circle and freely extend their wings. Now Hilliker boasts his chickens have a privacy curtain and an AstroTurf pad to lay eggs on. According to the Christian Science Monitor, conscientious consumers are pushing to improve conditions for animals in industrial agriculture, where maximizing profits had long been the number one priority. Now, a growing number of agriculture contractors monitor animal welfare. Under pressure to improve factory farming conditions, 9 states have outlawed gestation crates, small pens used to immobilize pregnant breeding pigs, while other states have also moved to ban wire cages for chickens. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.